Hare Krishna, here we are in Sri Vrindavan Dham. After a long trip yesterday, we had a good good trip to from Mayapur to Kolkata Airport, and then the airport we got flight was delayed a few hours. And afterwards we came here to Delhi and then arrived in Vrindavan in the early evening. And today we're celebrating Gopashtami, Goshashtami. Today is the day when Srimati Radharani is dressed in some temples as Subal, as a cowherd boy. So I'm going to try to go see if I can actually see that. And see how Radhashyama Sundar here are also dressed. And of course that is a wonderful pastime in which Srimati Radharani is dressed as a cowherd boy, because if too much gossip, local villagers, mean-minded villagers, and she wasn't allowed out of the house, and of course that made her very sad and made Krishna also very sad. So when the cowherd boys were grazing nearby, then they thought of a plan. What if Subal dresses up as Srimati Radharani? Now Subal, it looks very much like Radharani. He has the same complexion. He's younger than Krishna. He's between 12 and 13 years old. So, you know, boys are in general taller than girls. So this compensates for that he's still younger than she by a few years. And his facial features are very similar to hers. Just looking for some jewelry here. So the cowherd boys hatched a plan. And they just sent Subal into the house. And of course, first they scared a calf. The calf ran into the house of Abhimanyu, and Subal came running in saying, "Ooh, did anyone see my calf here?" And of course, in the process of catching the calf, he went in and to Srimati Radharani's quarters, and Srimati Radharani was very blue. I don't mean in complexion, I mean in terms of sentiment. And Subal said, "Look, let's change clothes. You dress as me, I'll dress as you and stay here." So they did. And Srimati Radharani took on Subal's clothes, and he took on her clothes, and holding the calf in front of her, because, of course, there is some difference in the physical structure between boys and girls. She went out saying, mimicking Subal's voice, because that's also something they know how to do. He says, "Okay, we got him, now we're taking him out." And so she went out, and she was able to meet Krishna. And for the period of time that she was with Krishna, then Subal stayed inside the house. And at a certain point, again, chased the calf in, so somehow or another this calf's got some preference for this house, chased the calf in, and this time again they changed clothes, and now Srimati Radharani went back to her quarters, and Subal went back out to join the rest of the boys. So that's a very, very wonderful pastime, and it's one that happens a little later than Goshashtami, when Krishna takes on the role of a Gosh, of a real cowherd boy. Of course, by birth he's a cowherd boy, but now it's more than just by birth. At the right age, he starts to actually go out and herd calves, first calves, and then when he's a little older, than cows. But of course, Mother Yashoda doesn't want him to do that because she's very scared that anything may happen to her, or what to speak of all these demons always coming to harass the Vrijavasis. But still, Krishna's very persuasive. And he finally convinces her, look, you have to let me go. This is our profession. Don't keep me back. So ultimately they acquiesce, and Krishna goes to the barn, and that's here. And this is taking place here now in Vrindavan. And of course it becomes a whole big wonderful performance, because everyone in Vrindavan is always interested in what Krishna is doing, but here this becomes a special opportunity for them. So on the first day, Ananda Maharaj doesn't let Krishna do anything else other than just stay in the compound. And he says, okay, now let me show you what to do. But of course, Krishna is sort of a know-it-all. And this is, no, I already know everything. I've been watching, and of course, in their own cows that stay at home, Krishna has been practicing and so on. And he, of course, goes out with Nanda Maharaj sometimes. So Krishna's given a stick, or a special stick for herding cows, and he starts to throw the stick in the air, and along with his friends, and of course Balaram's there. They're all very rowdy and chasing the cows around, and they show their skill in tending the cows. And that also happens on this day. And these are wonderful meditations, things that we can remember today and keep our mind engaged so it doesn't become distracted by other mundane things, which unfortunately the mind does tend to get distracted by. And last night, I forgot to mention that in the beginning, I had this wonderful dream. I don't usually talk about my dreams, but this is sort of relevant nature, especially to our upcoming Christmas marathon. And that was with Srila Prabhupada. And I was speaking with Prabhupada about book distribution. Prabhupada really became very, very blissful. Hearing about book distribution, and extremely blissful. He was just like effulgent, and his ecstasy just started flowing out of him, and also affected me. And I told Prabhupada, I've never been so ecstatic before. And Prabhupada just smiled, and Of course, the problem was is that I got too ecstatic, so I ended up waking up as well. It was a really wonderful, wonderful dream. And I sort of communicated that to devotees in Hungary, hopefully to encourage them with their marathon. The farm devotees have already started, believe it or not, their sort of pre-marathon warm-up. They're already out there getting ready. They have a kind of all year round, they're doing so many other things, most of the devotees except for the full-time ones. So this is their marathon warm-up, getting them ready for a marathon, getting them out of New Brijadam, getting them going out and distributing, and then the marathon will actually start in 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time, now it's the 8th, so we'll start, I think, 22nd or something like that. And Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.